Welcome to the Christian Youth Camp Podcast, a show where we're going to chat about all things summer camp, from games, spiritual activities, to scheduling, staffing, and more. Brought to you by Bryant, Connor, and Jackson, along with other staff, volunteers, and campers of Chioka here in Calhoun, Louisiana.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Christian Youth Camp Podcast. This is Jackson. I'm here with Bryant and Connor. And today we're mostly just going to be talking about our free time as counselors. Do you want to kind of talk about what that is, Connor?
Yeah. So just to define free time, is any moment in the day where we as counselors do not have anything scheduled, such as an activity, whether that's a spiritual activity or just a normal one, or anything outside in the main area. Or maybe cabin forum. And so there's a lot of different places where free time can be observed. But yeah, just a general definition of it is any time outside of the given schedule, whether that's electives or activities or so.
Yeah, it's like basically just that time where, like, as a counselor, you're not really being supervised by any directors or, like, there's no, like, planned activity for you at the time. It's just kind of, like, on you to come up with something to do or to be participating. It's just hangout time a lot of the time, especially in high school week. There's a lot of time where you're just – everyone's in the main area. They can do whatever they want, whether that's ping pong or basketball, whatever. But a lot of times it's just going to be sitting around talking, and we just kind of have to be there and be present.
Yeah. It can be defined from really two different perspectives. As staff members, whether that's a counselor's perspective or a team member's perspective, which each of which do get free time, but the roles just kind of look a bit differently, whatever given team that you're at. Ryan, you want to, like, maybe discuss a bit of, like, how much free time, like, you're looking at in, like, a given day?
There is a pretty good amount of free time, but as a counselor, your free time isn't your time. Like, it's free time for the kids not to have something on the schedule, but your free time isn't your own. And so going forward and, like, what you should do as a counselor during the kids' free time would be with them, be in conversation with them, be present in their conversations. And so, like, you can kind of guide that into something deeper. Or if they're playing a game, be with them in the game and build that relationship, build the competitiveness, build the just the fun here at camp. And
yeah,
so you can relate with them and you can go back and have a time that you can, like, go back to. And so once again, you can lead into a deeper conversation.
Yeah.
And then, like, kind of the difference between counselors and team members a lot is team members have a lot more free time normally, like a lot more unscheduled time in their day. And so we're going to kind of, like, get into exactly what counselors and team members should be doing during that free time and when that free time is generally located. So, like, examples for counselor free time, like Connor was saying a little bit earlier, like, the first thing I think that we have is free time during the day is that first country store, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So country store is basically just, like, it's a snack. Like, we hand out, they come to the country store, they can get one drink and one snack, and that's, like, Cheez-Its, Doritos, Hershey bar, whatever, like, all kinds of options, and then lemonade, Gatorade. During high school week, they can get soda, like Dr. Pepper, Coke, or whatever. And so we, like, hand out that stuff, but then we aren't really designated to be doing anything other than they are going to come get their snacks and then sit around the main area, which has ping pong tables and, like, all kinds of picnic tables and whatever. So they sit around and eat, and, like, that's what we do during that time. So there's no, like, scheduled activity or anything that we need to be leading them in necessarily. So before we get into this, I kind of want to – Bryant here is sort of, like, me and Connor have talked about, and a lot, like, I think our whole staff would really agree with this, is, like, the perfect example of what we as counselors and team members should be doing during our free time.
Yeah.
And, like, he has honestly nailed that part of the job, just, like, making sure that he's always being intentional in his time, even when there's nothing scheduled. But I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about how you handle, like, the country store time and, like, what you try to do.
During country store,
That's first country store.
First country store?
Well, we can just talk about country stores in general. Yeah.
Well, okay. Yeah, well, like, even, like, I think there is a slight difference because, like, during the daytime, like, there's not, you're kind of caught up in the schedule. And it's like, you pause, you have the snack or whatever.
It's more of a break rather than a hangout. Right. Yeah.
And so, you see what I'm saying? So, like, in the afternoon, it's more of like a hangout, like an opportunity to just sit with. But yeah, you can kind of just go with that.
Yeah. Yeah, normally the first country store, you're coming from activities or electives. And right. So, people are normally wanting to actually, like, sit down and just have conversation. But normally, like, main area, country store, free time, you seek to make, like, new conversations with kids and, like, actually go talk to them and not, like, in high school, it's they're like, barely younger than you.
Yeah.
And so, really, it's just you seeking new friends and, like, looking to be able to pour into somebody else's life and, like, understanding your role as a staff member, not a counselor or a team member, but your role as a Chioka staff member is to spread the good news, like, teach them about Jesus and, like, let them know they're loved. And but you can't go up and be really personal with somebody during a spiritual activity or pray for them during Cabin Devos if you haven't already established a relationship with them during more relaxed times of the day, like the afternoon after an elective, when you say, hey, my name's Bryant, what's your name, like, do you play any sports, like, you start that conversation with the intentions of leading it somewhere else, but also the intentions of just meeting awesome people, like, just meeting, because some of the campers here are, like, honestly, my friends, like, they're great people, and, like, just that, I mean, I enjoy getting to know some of the people, and, like, my passion for camp is the people, like, that's what keeps me coming back, is just how awesome the people are, and that's staff, but that's also the people that you have an opportunity to meet during free time if you really dive into it.
Yeah, so now that, like, you've kind of shared a bit of, like, what free time would look in the most positive light, like, what's something you would want to stray away from? Like, what do you not want to do as a counselor during a country store time?
Yeah. What you really don't want to do is go to the staff room and sit down. It's okay to go to the staff room if you're drenched in sweat, like me most of the time in Louisiana in July. You don't want to go in. It's like, I think it's okay to go in there and cool down, get a drink of water, and come out. But don't go in there and sit down. Like, don't use the chairs.
Yeah.
And the staff room, for those of you who don't know, is just, like, we have a staff room where we have our staff meetings and, like, have our holy ground, which is, like, basically just a box where we can keep anything in that, like, no one else is allowed to access. And it's, like, air-conditioned, and kids, like, campers are not allowed to go in there. So, obviously, like, there's can be a tendency sometimes among staff to, like,
have conversations,
like, be reclusive.
Yeah.
Go into the staff room and get away from kids, hang out with just each other. Like, that can happen if you let it. And I think, honestly, during Country Store, the same thing happens. Like, specifically at Country Store, the Country Store
can,
room.
Yeah. Act as that staff.
People, because the Country Store is also air-conditioned, sort of.
And I would say everybody's guilty of that. Like, we spoke before we started. Just because it's natural to...
Yeah.
I mean, we spend 9 weeks of the summer with each other, and, like, we're all pretty close for 40 people. Right. And so we're wanting to have conversation, and we're wanting to... like, just be with each other, but we also have to realize, going back to what I said about the first country store, is why you're here. Like, you're here to grow in your own faith, but also to seek growth in others and to try to, I mean, like, coming in, pray for a heart to be able to do that. Good. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure, like, I'm not the... like, I don't know with y'all, but I'm not the only one out there, like, pursuing that. And there's definitely people that are really good at it. But some people, it's just not their strong suit, like, just going and talking to people you don't know. But being willing to just jump right in and see where it goes, because it's okay to be a little bit awkward in front of kids or in front of high schoolers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something, like, we talked about, too, and I think the first days of camp, it comes into play a lot, is, like, as a counselor coming in, I think praying for confidence when you come, like, before camp.
Yeah.
Because those high school weeks, I would say, from my perspective, high school weeks have been the most impactful weeks. As far as, like, we get to impact them like their lifelong journey with Christ the most. Yeah. You have the most opportunity to do so.
What is that?
Like the most vulnerability, like everything like that.
Yeah.
And they're right at the age where they're either going to
depart from the high school scene or coming in or in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And they're not in middle school where it's like they lack, like middle schoolers a lot of times lack the vulnerability to really like start growing. And that's kind of like middle school. I feel like we're kind of tearing those walls down.
Yeah.
But I really like establishing those relationships during free time at the beginning of the week, like those first country stores and like getting to know kids, is just a really, really important time. Is starting to become friends by having the confidence to go up and meet them.
Yeah.
Like realizing, praying for the confidence and like not being afraid of high school kids. I think as a counselor, it's something you underestimate, is that like there's a lot of people, I think, and it happens like to all of us sometimes, I'm sure, is that like you get somewhat intimidated by like a group of kids that all know each other.
Yeah.
Because there's still like that, you still want to be accepted in a certain sense. So finding your confidence in Christ and really being able to like go out and do that is something to pray for coming into camp.
That's good. Yeah.
When it comes to the beginning of the week country store and the end of the week country store free time, I would say are two different approaches. At the beginning of the week, I try to really get to know my cabin really well. And after I had more time and I've put in the effort of doing that, a couple like Friday and Thursday, I would say I reach out to kids who I've had smaller conversations with and who are just not in my cabin, so I didn't have the opportunity to tell them my story and like what, honestly, like what the Lord wants for them and like be honest with them and real. And so towards the end of the week, you can start to reach kids outside of your cabin and make a greater impact on.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would even say like your elective time as a counselor is so precious in building those relationships that carry over into free time conversations or free time opportunities to hang out with those people. And so like more than anything, like looking at free time as a segue to build relationships, not only with your cabin, the people within your cabin, but also just in general, like relationships with other campers that share the same interests, share different interests that you might not have even had a conversation with outside of elective, other activities or anything.
In country store specifically is one of the free times where you have access to literally every camp. Like every camper is out there for the free
time.
The main
area.
So like it's the main area. You can talk to literally anyone. And it's free time. Like that free time is one of your only opportunities really to get to seek out kids that you don't know outside of like as far as plan stuff, there's going to be, you'll have your cabin stuff that you do. So you get to know your cabin really well. Your electives, you'll get to know that group of kids very well.
Mm-hmm.
But then free time is the only time where you have, where you can start conversations and really get to know the kids that aren't in those planned activities with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
And then our next, like kind of our next free time is that cabin forum time in the afternoon.
Yeah. So that's right after lunch. And it's really just an opportunity for you and your cabin to head back to cabin. And you can use that time as an opportunity to continue the free time conversations that we were talking about that you could have during country store. You could use that as an opportunity to rest with your cabin and just be in commune, to just love on each other. Or you can use that opportunity, that time, to talk through things, to discuss interests as a cabin, to play like the name game, to play games, to really just be there with each other in one space. And I think that cabin forum can be a very useful tool to have the intentionality that I think a lot of the campers seek with their counselors. And so like it's literally a scheduled free time of intentionality with counselors and campers, with just your cabin. There's no other outside cabins involved. It's just you and yours, which is it's a really awesome thing to have scheduled in the day. So
kind of like what you said, how it's your own cabin who's there.
Mm-hmm.
It's really important to make your cabin come together and have unity and have a conversation and be the place that the kids want to stay you don't want to have to force them to stay there, but you want them to think that this is the place that I want to be. I don't want to run off and mess with another cabin. I don't want to be in the bathhouse having a conversation with two other guys. I want to be with this group of people who I'm trying to get to know because they're pouring out into me and they're just like good guys or good girls or just potential friends. And so as a counselor, I would say cabin form is not a time for you to turn the lights off, make everybody lay down and go to bed, but it's a time for you to start conversations that otherwise the entire cabin wouldn't be a part of.
Mm, yeah.
And then as you do that, they begin to do that by themselves.
Oh yeah.
Like through the high school weeks, I noticed that my four corners of the cabin, the kind of the people who came in together that knew each other, they started to talk to the other groups of people who knew each other coming in. And then eventually it was one group having a conversation and having deep conversations that led into our devos, or we're just separate from our devos, but we're great times. And I feel like we're honoring God and like we grew closer through conversations that came from just not turning the lights off or not just running around the boys' village.
Yeah. 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 And then I think like the most important, like to me, I think the biggest pitfall that we have as counselors during that cabin forum time is just when we go to sleep. Like when we use cabin forum as nap time.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm guilty of.
Yeah, no, like I've definitely done it before. Yeah. Like 3 years as a counselor, like I've done it. And like especially during like a junior session.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Really difficult during a junior week. But I think you're going to get tired. And like something that I always like that I think about with free time is free time spent the right way, like getting to know your campers really well, like during that cabin time, if you spend it talking and like having good discussion and being intentional in your relationships with your campers, like actually just wanting to get to know them and like be a part of their life. So like getting to know them and wanting to be a part of their life will energize you more than a nap will.
Yeah.
Like it gives you the energy to get throughout the day because of like basically what it gives you. Like I kind of, we talked about this earlier and like it gives you so many things. Like it gives you a purpose for the day. Like it gives you this thing that you can intentionally seek out, like that relationship and like
yeah.
getting to know them and be a part of their life. And it gives you like just the desire to finish the day off strong and like be involved with them. And like, it's really easy to participate in spiritual activity when you have been having deep conversations with your campers already.
Because
you see, it helps you see the light at the end of the tunnel, in my opinion. And so I think it is much more energizing. I don't know if y'all, like, do y'all agree?
Mm-hmm. We've had conversations that are from, like, what music we enjoy listening to, that spill over into, okay, like, here's a song. Like, let's talk about the meaning behind this song. And like the viewpoints from that, like it literally every single conversations that I've ever had during Calvin Forum have been relevant. Like they've been able to, so someone could understand what we're talking about, but it's also been life giving in that specific moment and in the future for like their lives, which is I think is a role as a counselor in the midst of free time.
And then even like girl counselors, I know a lot of times will like. And they're like cabin forum time and stuff. They can do things like
friendship bracelets.
That's what I was gonna say. Friendship bracelets, yeah. Like making bracelets. Like it doesn't have to necessarily be deep conversations.
Right. Yeah.
Like for, I know like middle school weeks before, I've had a lot of really long conversations with kids about video games, like just whatever they're playing at the time.
Yeah.
And like, they love to talk about that. And like, that is something that helps my relationship with them and them trust me and like want to talk to me.
Yeah.
About the other parts of their life way more when they can connect with you on something like a level like that.
Just to be more relatable.
And for girls, a lot of times that is just spending quality time making friendship bracelets or like any, I mean, so many things, braiding each other's hair. Like they do all kinds of stuff like that. Like that's such a camp thing, but it's not like, it doesn't have to be that deep conversation at the time.
It doesn't have to be deep, but just being present in the conversation helps you.
It's that quality time together.
Yeah.
So like cabin time, I think as long as you're like as long as you're being intentional and like your cabin forum time of practicing your skit, like making sure that they're having fun doing that, getting ready, and then spending time together, not asleep basically.
Yeah,
just making sure that they know you're there and you're there with them, and doing all that stuff. and just getting ready for the rest of the day, mm-hmm. and being ready to have those relationships and getting close to them for spiritual activities and all that.
Yeah. So like another like point of free time, kind of comes like later in the day. And it's actually scheduled as free time. And so it's right after, I think it'd be swim, and right before tournament time, and kind of spilling over into tournament time. Wouldn't y'all say that that's kind of like just the next kind of bigger one?
Yeah, that is, and that's like our biggest chunk of free time in the day.
Right.
Is this like post swim, optional crafts, hangout, tournaments, all that stuff.
And that's, I mean, from a, like me, like I really enjoy sports. And so during middle school week, a lot of gaga ball. So like playing gaga ball, playing nine square, ping pong, shooting basketball, like more than just sitting and conversing. But like actually playing with the guys and like playing with everyone there, whether that's 3-on-3 pickup basketball games, whatever that is, it's all intentional time spent with the kids.
And a lot of this free time that we're talking about, like he says playing with the guys, like this free time, like during the middle of the day, is gender separated for like maybe an hour.
Yeah,
I don't know exactly, but like
swim.
Because it's swim,
so
yeah.
So girls will swim together, and then guys have their free time during that time, and like vice versa.
Right.
So you are spending this time, like with specifically like an hour with just the boys in the main area playing whatever they want to do. Mm-hmm. And then the girls will come in and do the same thing.
Yeah.
So spending that time, like you get to know the other cabins and stuff, playing the games that they want to play.
Yeah.
Is really cool.
Yeah.
Just being a participant in the day-to-day stuff they want to do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then next we would have like the nightly country store.
Well, we would still have that kind of tournament time.
Right, yeah.
So like after that 1 hour of like gender specific free time, I guess, you kind of get another hour and a half before dinner of like everyone's in the main area,
right.
All the counselors. And I think that is like a big time challenge for us as counselors.
Yeah.
Even during a high school week when we actually like are like making these friendships with the campers and like we're getting close, like it can still be hard not to like partner up and like
staff wad.
That's and every person here and at camp is guilty of it.
That's a term that means, what's the ratio? Like I don't even know.
They said they want it to be, I think John Luke gave us a number of like
one counselor to four
campers. So like if there's more than one counselor per four campers, you're in a staff wad.
Yeah.
Which is really easy
to do.
Super easy. Because you're so close with each other and all that.
And Jackson's like, computer, because he didn't want to put it on silent.
Yeah, sorry, my computer's kind of beeping over there. But, like, spending that time together and just, like, because it's so easy to want to be with other counselors, just because you all know each other.
Yeah.
And we've kind of touched on that. But, like, making sure that you are getting to spend this time with kids, not only just playing the games, but like we talked about in a different podcast, is, like, going to their tournament, like, supporting them, being a part of, like, their ping pong or their whatever, like, watching them and, like, caring about that stuff makes, like, when you care about the little things in their day, they will trust you with the big things in their day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not, like, a scheme.
Right? Yeah, it's not
scheming
like
the kids into trusting you. It's, like, it's the only, like, it only happens when you truly, truly want to be there and be a big part of their life because you care
like
about
you can,
them.
Yeah, it's easy to see that people who are, like, genuine with their intentions and their reasoning for being with the kids, whether they're around the kids because they're told to be around the kids or to be with the kids to, like, be in community with them and have a relationship with them.
Mm. Yeah.
Definitely. I just think it's super important to just actually plug in that time.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Like, I don't know. It's just something different when you actually can, like, in those little fun times of the day, these breaks you have and stuff like that, to just be able to sit down, like, a time where kids are kind of open and they're not really, like, they know that you're not forced to be with them at the time. Like, it's not a forced spiritual activity. It's not a forced, like, game that you have to play. And when you participate in it with them anyways and you want to be around them, I think it really shows them how much you care. And, like, I don't know. I think if you really are there for them in that time, it just means a lot.
Yeah. So that pretty much sums up like free time from a counselor perspective.
Except for those devotional times.
That's right. So yeah, just to kind of close with the counselor perspective of free time, the last point of free time in the day is right after campfire. And so we have about,
Tell them what campfire is. Campfire is like our closing.
Yeah, so campfire we do every day where we sing a cappella. We talked about it in our scheduling podcast. Yeah. But it's where we sing a cappella and we just kind of close up the day, wrap it up. We can do testimonies. Someone could share. There's a lot of different things we can do in that hour. But it's really just to close the day. And then once you're finished there, there's two things that need to be finished. And the first, depending on if it's your day or not, I'll just get into that in a second. But you shower and we do Devo. And
then they alternate who showers first and who does Devo first.
Right. So first day, an older cabin could shower and then then do Devo. And then the next day, a younger cabin and then could shower and then do Devo. So it just alternates, of course. But during that time, it's a more of a structured opportunity for you to share with them, whether that's to wrap up as a cabin what your day looked like in a devotional sense. Or it's an opportunity for them to share. It's an opportunity for them to be vulnerable with each other. And so it's a more of a structured time of speaking and a structured time of sharing. But as a counselor, it's our job to provide a devotion and to lead that conversation. And it's really just to formulate those conversations in that time right before you go to bed.
And, like, I think going into that Devo time at night, so like, a lot of people, like, it is scheduled, and it kind of breaks our definition of what free time is, like, sort of. But the reason that we decided to include it in this free time podcast is because we think it goes into the same mindset. After campfire's over, you're really off the hook as a counselor for the most part. You're unsupervised. No one is going to tell you you have to do a Devo. The kids don't necessarily expect a Devo. Like, it's on you whether or not that happens. It's expected of you, but there's not a lot of enforcement. And like even John Luke would say, he doesn't really have any way of enforcing the devotional part. Or how good it's going to be. Like, how prepared the devotional will be. Because you can really easily get up there and just say, like, ask them how their day was and then talk about it.
Yeah. A lot of times to ask them to bring back what they even did that day is a lot to ask of some of the kids.
Yeah.
But also, it's super beneficial.
You have to make sure you have things to say, though.
Yeah.
You can't just ask them what they think and then talk about it. You really need to know what you think about the day and, like, have insight into that and stuff, I think, when you're going into
it. And that goes back to play on what you do during free time and how you get yourself involved throughout the day, whether it is non-free time, like lessons and spiritual activities and stuff, but also during free time, are you plugged in and staying and going through camp with them rather than watching them go through camp.
Yeah,
they're a lot more likely to share how they felt throughout the day if you were a part of their day. They don't just tell anyone stuff like no one does.
Yeah.
But that's Devo is like the one thing on this list to me that is like you can actually plan this before time. Like you can't plan how you're going to converse with a kid during main area games. But, like, Devos you can actually have ready before camp and, like, know stuff that you want to say and stuff you want to share. Things that have been on your heart going into camp and prayed about and stuff.
Yeah.
And just having your Bible ready and really being able to answer questions is pretty big, too.
Yeah.
I always try to let the kids know, like, any question you have, like, ask away. And if I don't have an answer, like right now, which is really likely, like I'll have one by the end of the week is what I always tell them. Like if you come to me with something, I will give you an answer by the end of the week.
Yeah.
An answer that at least I believe and have backing for. And so that devotional time can be really, really good if you're intentional about it. I know a lot of kids have experienced a lot of change to those devotionals, especially one of my good friends was a counselor here. His name's Grayson Spears. And your cabin, actually. Bryant was in the cabin, I'm pretty sure. But he talked a lot about the devotionals he did that week, and a lot of kids came up and talked to him
Oh, yeah.
After the Devos. Like, because apparently, I mean, I wasn't in the cabin, but Brian, you probably even talk about that. Like, I just have always heard that those Devos were really good.
Yeah, he was very, he was well prepared, and it was purposeful. Like, he didn't do a Devo to say that he checked the box off and did a Devo. He did a Devo about real things that guys struggle with, and he was honest before he asked others to be honest, and he had things prepared. His effort was shown before he came, and so, like, mutually as a cabin, we might not have always listened to him being campers, but we respected the fact that he put time into it, and he really cared about what he was saying, and it was just, it was really, like, just refreshing at the end of the day to be like, hey, I'm a year or two older than you, but, like, this is what I believe, and this is what I think the Lord has for you, and these things that he spoke about, and it was just, it was a good example of how you go and approach Devos, and it was a good example of how should you approach your faith.
Yeah. And an example, like, this is kind of going back a little bit, but that main area free time I think about is, I remember my first year as a counselor, three of my really good friends from high school were still campers. And, like, not to get into my story at all, but, like, I wasn't necessarily, like, really, like, I was in no way pursuing God my senior year of high school. And a lot of these friendships had kind of been hindered because I decided to pursue God. And they were at camp just because camp's a thing that a lot of people from around here do. Like, it's something that's fun and people do it. And three of my really good friends who actually have been counselors out here now after this year, they've been counselors here either this year or years in the past. We got to talking during free time one day, and, like, because we had already established relationships obviously before camp ever started, but because of the free time and given that opportunity, like, after you establish a ground of relationship, you can have those good talks during free time about, like, and they just wanted to know about my story. Like, why was I changed the way that I had? And I got to share that with them and, like, have an impact on their lives. And, like, we got to talk about that stuff. And one of our spiritual director out here, same Spencer Carroll, was there and, like, talked to them about, like, how Jesus could change their life and, like, how they needed to respond to that and, like, the changes they needed to make. And they made them, and, like, they're out here counseling and, like, doing great things for the kingdom. So that free time is, like, really is, like, to me, one of the most impactful times that you can have as a counselor. Do you have any more thoughts on, like, that counselor free time role?
I think that sums it up pretty well.
Yeah.
It's so crucial. Like, it's, like, just to hear this, is to hear, like, how important we as counselors, as staff, as people, just place on intentionally pursuing others with the relationship, during free time. So, moving into just our next kind of portion of this, what does it look like from the perspective of a team member, someone who's not counseling on the week? What does it look like during your free time? And I'll just give it from a perspective of maintenance. So I was on maintenance last week. Yeah,
you've been on maintenance
twice, two times, and it's awesome. Like, it's an awesome opportunity to serve in a different capacity. And just to kind of clarify, like, what I would do, I'm here to maintain.
Maintain the campgrounds.
Which means trash, making sure trash is at a minimum, making sure water is at a maximum, and,
passionate about maintaining.
Yeah, just making sure everything, is where it's supposed to be, so that campers get an experience of cleanliness and hydration throughout their stay.
And as someone who will probably never be put on a maintenance team, because my skill set does not lie there, I'd be a very inefficient maintenance person. Got to know your strengths.
Yeah.
But from my perspective, and definitely know my, so I see from, like, an outside perspective of maintenance, like, they are probably the busiest team members, by far.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Their free time is definitely more limited. But I just, like, from an outside perspective, seeing that.
So, he's exactly right. Free time in maintenance is really dependent, and it hinges on, like, how quickly you get things done. So, like, if you wake up and you want to get, like water and trash done early in the morning, like, you'll have a little time, like, after breakfast or really after you finish before breakfast. And then after breakfast, you got to do it again. and then after, like, just throughout the day, like, there's breaks. There are opportunities for you to kind of catch your breath. And it's really difficult. And I'll just say this. It's so hard to want to pursue other kids, other campers with those relationships because you're really tired. Like, you've put in like a full day on maintenance.
It's pretty physically demanding.
It is, yeah.
Like, literally, it's incredibly hot and you're doing hard physical labor a lot.
Like, yeah. So, and that's just like what I want to stress is that even in the midst of these teams, during your free time, which is very limited, like, you have to desire to spend that time with the camper, and you have to desire to want them to see change, to be an influence, and something that's really cool that we'll talk more about kind of later discussing teams is that while you're on a team, you're pulled off for spiritual activities, for opportunities to serve in different capacities, and more of an engaging, like you may be speaking at a different place during a prayer walk. You could be helping lead a specific activity. Like, you're doing something.
Yeah, team members get like a lot more speaking roles.
Right. Yeah. And that's something that is really cool as well, just from that. But that's kind of my perspective from it, a maintenance standpoint. So.
I was more, like, I did maintenance once, but I was also involved with activities. And from activities perspective, you have more free time than maintenance. So, if you don't know activities is running the games and the nighttime games and the electives and the tournaments and stuff like that. But headed into nighttime, most of your job is done. And so, as an activities member, it's important to remember that you're staying in a cabin, so you still have an opportunity to connect with kids. And so if you're doing the job of the activities, you're an activities team member. But when all those jobs are done, it's, I think, important to pour in and start to be a counselor.
Yeah.
Start to go be with your kids and try to connect with them. And so that if they need another person during prayer night too, that they want to talk to, if they need... If you want to do devos, that's great. But you also, like he said, like what Connor said, you have an opportunity to speak at a lot of the programs, which Jackson's going to talk about, a lot of the mm-hmm. programs things, because you have more time to prepare throughout the day. And really, as an activities member, your job is to complete the activities, make them the best that they can be, and then help out the people who are super busy.
Yeah.
It's hard to be on maintenance. It's hard to be on a counselor, and it's hard to be on KP. And so if your job is done, take the trash out. If you see a jug is empty, refill the jug.
Yeah.
If you see a counselor with 15 kids and one is just giving them a hard time, go be with that kid. Just be present with that kid so that...
Yeah, I would say something that's really key, and you said this before when we were talking about kind of this topic... Something that's like really key for any staff member, like any team member, something that makes a really good team member as opposed to a counselor is being highly self-motivated. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the difference between like just being there and being great at being a team member is that like self-motivation that I don't have to have someone tell me what to do.
That's right.
I'm going to be as much help as I can be.
Well, you just see it and you do it.
Yeah,
exactly. Because it takes, you know, sometimes...
Which is not something I'm great at, for the record.
It takes 10 minutes to find somebody to tell them to, hey, you're on maintenance, so can you refill this jug? But it takes you 5 minutes to do it, so...
Yeah.
Just do what you can to help out other teams, as well as pour into your activities job as much as you can, because you do have the opportunity to do so.
Yeah. And then, for me, I got to spend... a week helping with the programs team, and I think that from a programs perspective, I'm pretty sure. So the programs kind of have these big tasks that are due, that are like in at night, and you have to, like, there's not really anything throughout the day that programs is in charge of running. It's just programs has one really, really big thing to set up for the end of every day. Like that last spiritual activity that's like big. Other than that, programs isn't really super involved in the day. So before you start setting up as a programs team member, is you have free time all of, for the entire day until setup starts, really. So that just gives you the opportunity to take part in the Bible class at the beginning of the day. And so just like making sure, basically just sticking with your cabin the entire morning, I think is what a like any programs member needs to do. From a programs perspective, I think that's the, like the main thing that can help, helps the counselor, the counselors in the cabin. It helps you just get to be there with the kids. And then like something like prayer night, which is like this really big, night for kids to be vulnerable and open up.
We'll discuss like, that spiritual activity.
Yeah, we'll get to discuss that later, but like you get to participate in stuff like that when you actually get to know the kids. So spending that time with your cabin, and being able to get close to them throughout the day, because, morning time for programs is pretty, pretty empty most of the time.
Unless you're in meetings and discussing what you're going to set up. Yeah. But other than that,
you'll have meetings early in the morning before kids are even down there.
All team meetings are
early.
All team meetings are in the morning, so
which can be a little hard, and like you'll get more tired than counselors sometimes because you get a little less sleep. Yeah. But you also have a more relaxed day in general, and it's okay. Like John Luke will even say, like it's okay as a team member to take a little bit of your day off, that 30 minutes when you're not doing something. Like at night while there's maybe something big going on, taking a little 30 minutes to read your Bible and like spend some time with God, alone.
But it's important to, I think you would say this also, to stay productive for camp, whether that's, going to the Lord to get some time with him and, having him fill you up, or, just separating yourself from people who need to do their job.
Yeah, definitely. He always mentions like not being a distraction to the counselors at the time, for sure.
Yeah.
And I would like to shout out a counselor real quick. Trent Davis.
Oh my goodness.
Counselor I had in my high, he was in my cabin really for the first 3 weeks. But he was a team member in me and another counselor Nathaniel. We shared a cabin for high school one, and Trent was one of our team members in the cabin. And that man was in our cabin. He was on maintenance, which was extremely difficult that week. He was chopping down trees every day. Making mulch.
Mulching the archery path.
Mulching paths, clearing paths around camp. Like, he was doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They were so busy that day, or that week. But he came into our cabin every single cabin forum. He would spend with the kids, not napping. Like, he didn't come in there to nap. He would come in and literally just hang out with the kids, talk to them, get to know them. Asking them all kinds of questions. He participated in every nightly Devo. He didn't really have time to come to, like, our activities during the day, but, like, he was a part of our all-night prayer. He was a part of our prayer walk. He was walking around with the cabin and getting, like, being there for them. Like, any time that he had spare to be with our kids, he was there. And, like, that is really what it looks like to be a great team member, is just to get plugged in whenever you can and be around. Like, the kids all knew him. That was what was important. The kids knew him and knew they could lean on him and trusted him with what was going on in their lives. Mm-hmm.